Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew! What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
It's Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And we are still in St. Louis having some fun over here at the DriveCentric headquarters. And we have another solutionary that we roped in here to be able to brew some solutions with. We have the one,
the only,
Dan Sayer!
That's
Welcome
right.
Welcome to the show, bro.
Let's go, bro. Man, we heard some good things about you. You're the only guy that's ever told no to Steve more than three times. And I love that. You said six. Steve says three. We'll call it four or five, right?
Yeah.
And we'll just say that you have not said no. And it's not because you don't believe in the products, because it just wasn't the right time. And I know you're here. You're learning more about it. I love that they invite people who are not even their clients to come visit and learn and meet with other dealers and crazy guys like the Car Guy Coffee Crew, or they call us the Coffee Car Guys. And we enjoy being here. I know that you are too, man. Thank you for being here. Thanks for telling Steve no, because I know how Steve loves to negotiate.
He hates it.
Oh, that's driving him nuts to the point where he talks about it a lot. So it's pretty awesome. And we're glad to have you here, because I got to meet the guy who said no to Steve many times. So it's awesome, man. Pleasure to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from.
Yeah.
How or why Steve just keeps beating at your door. Because remember, folks, we've so far given you a lot of testimonials of people that use DriveCentric and are fans of the product and have something great to say. This is a solutionary to turn that page yet.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get a little bit of coffee inside of his poser cup and we can go ahead and wrap this up for you all, DriveCentric. We got your back. But I want to know, why is it, or what is it that kind of brought you here? How did we get connected? And tell us a little bit more about where you're from.
Well, so I think this was the final try from Steve, right? So I think he figured if I come down and I see the facilities and I start talking to dealers who are using it, that would be the last thing that pushes me over the edge. But in all fairness, Steve and I, we drove around to all of our stores in our auto group, and this would have been 2016. And because I was looking at replacing our current provider with one of two solutions, and DriveCentric was one of them. So Steve came down, and we drove 2 days, and we hit all of our stores, and Steve did a demo in all of our stores. So I got to know Steve. We were road tripping. But at the end of 2016, got a call from Dealer Inspire, and they asked me to come on board. And that was, I'd known those guys for years.
Wow.
I ended up leaving, and I wasn't gonna make a decision on a CRM to the auto group and then say, see ya.
Right.
I didn't make a decision at the end of that year. So that was the first no.
It was very nice.
Yeah. I've been in the business since 2001, started cradle to grave internet sales at a Honda store in Lincoln, Nebraska, and a great auto group that I was with at the time, did our own deals. We had no finance box. It was 2001, one touch process, structure your own deals.
For sure.
People were in the finance office for 10 minutes just doing paperwork. So probably one of the better known Midwest Honda dealers I was with. I didn't at the time know that it was that good. I didn't know what a four square was.
Right.
Until I left that store. But so fast forward, phenomenal time at Dealer Inspire, the same group that I had left, called and asked me to come back.
Oh, wow.
A couple years later. And I think the timing was right. We'd been purchased by cars.com.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good purchase, but things had just changed. And I think with the auto group, I missed the retail world.
Yeah.
Because once you had that lens, having the vendor lens and that really great experience at Dealer Inspire, coming back to the retail side, it just opened my eyes a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved. And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
So coming back, then there was the opportunity again. I think, I don't know when in 2018, 2019, but while I was gone, in 17 and 18, the store had purchased Vin Solutions at NADA.
Oh.
And so, and the irony was, when I was with Dealer Inspire, I was working with a ton of dealers, and I was seeing all these other dealer CRMs. And the things I thought about any other CRMs, I got to see it from a dealer lens. And most of these dealers weren't using it right. They didn't know anything about their own CRM. I had GMs giving me their logins because they couldn't figure it out.
Tell me how it works.
And it's just one of those things. It's a tool. If you're not leveraging the tool, they're all going to be bad.
Hey, man, they just, like a metal tool, just end up rusting and falling apart.
You're going to hurt yourself or it's going to break. So
you got to use a tool.
Yeah, so I came back knowing, oh, shoot, we made a decision on our current CRM, which I won't name, but I was like, ah. And the setup fell in the lap of the web developer that I had hired a few years earlier. So the web developer for our auto group had to do the CRM
right
setup. So everything was basically default. But we ran with that for a while. Second note with, I think, Steve came a little bit after that. Because at that point, I'm like, look, I just need to wrap everything that kind of fell apart the last few years back. We need process and people first before I throw a solution at it. The solution, I'm sure, would have helped. But we need to work through some other stuff.
Right. And after that, that's
so
facts.
We spent some time on that. And then the last note really came from, we have an enterprise. We run everything centrally with our auto group. So a lot of those decisions and processes are centrally managed through the corporate side. I needed something that had a little bit better enterprise lens. Right. And at that time, and DriveCentric would tell you, they just didn't have that at that time. And so it just waited.
Sure.
So that was probably the third no. And so but right now we're at the point and the DriveCentric has developed some cool stuff. I went upstairs, talked to some of those guys on the things they're working about, and I hear the word enterprise. So I know that's coming. It's in the queue. I'm excited about that. I think that's the last thing that'll allow me to breathe a little bit with making a CRM change. Phenomenal. It's a shift in the way we think and approach our customers and how we work customers and the engagement from salespeople. So it's just checked all the boxes at this point. So yeah, I'm here. I haven't signed anything yet. When we lean back, we'll put the agreements together for hopefully a fourth quarter launch.
That'd be great. And I can tell you, somebody said it yesterday, Glenn Lundy, I believe. He says, it's going to suck at first because everyone has to get used to the new way. But once everybody learns it and gets educated, encouraged, and empowered to be able to use these products, it's going to be night and day for you. Yeah. And I think you know that's why you're making the change, because this isn't an easy change. CRM change, whether your CRM sucks or not, sucks. It's like it's such a hard decision. And then you want to make the right one because you don't want to just switch and then switch again a year later, right? You want to make sure that you pick something that's going to be evergreen for a while, right? Something that you know is going to be evolving, something that's going to be touching your customers the way they need to be touched today and tomorrow, right? Finding that product is key.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you.
From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to teammxs.com.
Back to the show.
The other side of this product is the people. You talked about Steve. You got to do the ride along. I know that back then you were this close to probably signing with him even then because you just saw that he's just genuine. Coming here and seeing that his clients, knowing that it's not just something that he did while he was there with you. Now, okay, I've known this guy for 7 years. He's always been consistent with his energy, the way he does. But now I see every one of his clients telling me the same thing. So it's not just he's saying it to me to sell me because he hadn't sold me yet.
Yeah.
He truly is that guy. And he actually finds joy that you haven't signed it. It's rare that people are like, usually they have a little
challenge.
But it's beyond the challenge. He found friendship with you. And that's something that's even cooler for him. He considers you a friend. When he talks about you as my friend. Yeah. So I think that's great. And I think that's really cool. And it's something that's unique in this industry that you don't see in a lot of other places, that you can build relationships that way. Over 7 years, never did anything but talk, really. But always was there, never went away. And now look how far they've come over those years, man.
Yeah. And every time I talked to Steve, the thing I appreciated was he wasn't always just trying to sell
That's
me.
Right.
He called
right.
to see how it was going, bounce ideas.
Yes.
Didn't say, are you ready to come over yet? Not on every call.
Right.
Maybe sometimes. But
it wouldn't be right if he didn't.
No.
Regularly just give the poke.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Now, being able to see the interaction of these other dealers, these other employees inside of the dealership interacting with Drive, having some of their quirks answered, some of the new best practices. How beneficial is it for you to be able to be at an event by the technology company with a bunch of users standing all around you? How does that help inside of not just the decision-making process, but also the confidence building in this product? How does that been helping you, or is it hurting you?
It's like I've been on a lot of demos. Like, oh, sure, I've been right? in,
this
yeah,
is totally different.
This is year 22 in the auto business, right?
Yep.
So the number of demos, you can't count them. Demos, unfortunately, you get to, you're, it's a one-sided piece. You're talking to the sales person. Probably in the last 5 years, I don't really ever do demos anymore unless they can pull a dev in on it. Because I know the questions I have, the sales guy is going to go, hey, let me get back to you on that one. Or yes, we can, but you find out later, no, you can't.
No, they're just saying right. yes because they want to sell you.
Exactly, yeah. yeah. So
listen,
this is like the demo of demos. If you're rolling in here and you hear something, you can just turn around and say, is that true? It's in with the dealers, not just even a dev or another product manager
right.
company. So this, not that I didn't believe Steve, because we built that relationship, but there's absolute affirmation in just being able to turn to the people around you and say, is that what you're experiencing?
And I love the transparency. And that's what he's yes. trying to provide yes. for his clients. Transparency and education and empowerment. And he's doing it.
Yeah.
And that's powerful. It's neat. I think that more people could take note on how to do this with their clients. If they can, especially these bigger companies, if they can find ways to get them to collaborate and understand that, hey, look, you don't have to believe me. Talk to the people who are actually using the product, that are having success with the product. Because it may just be the attitude that you have. Maybe you just need to look at it through a different lens. My perspective shows that it works this way, and here's how we did it. And also, you're right. Let me go implement that, and it changes it.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
It's hard to really do that as unless you're inside the dealership. Is even Steve. Steve's not in the dealership, right? Steve is here in this building. His employees are here in this building. Even he has to hear his clients.
Yeah.
That's why he does this too, so he can hear the input and see what he needs to fix. And that's something else why they have all those pods. Mm-hmm. So if they have clients calling in, they have somebody that talks to them and says, hey, this is our issue. Can you fix this? And they all get together and they figure out a solution for it. I love that. And that's powerful. There's not a lot of businesses that do that, but the good ones are.
Yeah.
And that's why this is a good company. It's actually a great company, in my opinion. And it all starts with the leadership. It's not rotten at all. That head from that fish, that head on that fish is very fresh. It's going to stay fresh. Steve is always going, and I love everyone that I've met here in executive positions, all the way down to that lady right there picking up everything after us, man. She is a hard worker.
Yeah.
It just makes me go, oh my God, this place is phenomenal. When you yeah. see that, little things.
Yeah, it sets them apart.
It does. Definitely sets them apart. Speaking of set apart, there is to us, we've seen so many different programs, we've seen so many different technology pieces that are inside of the industry. And we need them. The technology has to be there. But we've also noticed that there is just something that's different about DriveCentric. So you, as a prospecting customer, what is it that sets DriveCentric apart compared to any of the other CRMs you've seen? You don't have to name the others.
Yeah, I think the within the industry, and everybody always hears it, you've got these large companies that have either grown through acquisition or they've grown in a vacuum. Like a developer said, I think this would be good. Your dealer. And dealer's going, what's this? You don't know how we work.
Right.
I think with the level of transparency, how they've constantly partnered and taken feedback from dealers, it seems like it's on a different level. And just the transparency side, we, like I said, a lot of demos, there's a lot of names that always come up all the time. And now there's this wave of everybody's AI.
Right.
You've got a company that is running a brand of AI that they're not trying to white label. It's the front runner that we hear all the time. So it's kind of like, look, that to me, the value of that, the transparency, how they went about it, and then their approach, which is really this dealer-centric approach, and their partnerships with some really smart people up to this point too, has been impressive. That's probably one of the things that has pushed me over.
Yeah, I hear you. And it would push me over the edge too. That's consistency. That's ability. That's all the things that we're looking for. Stability.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to M1-data.com to see how they can help propel
your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew.
Come on now, back to the show.
Great partnerships, great alignment, great education that I can learn about all these different angles. Being that you are the director of sales development for the auto group that you work for, you have to look for those tools. There's a reason why you're in that position, and you have to always be fulfilling, right? The sales doesn't stay the same every month almost. It changes. Everything from even the financing companies, they change their program. And so in the vehicles that we buy, the cost of them, the value of these cars, I can keep going. It's always a constant look. So having tools and people that can connect you with the right people too. That's the thing I love about DriveCentric is, listen, not only do we do this, but whatever else you need, we have connections for you.
Yeah.
And if we can always align you with those folks, and you can have great conversations. And what's cool is that they all want to give free information. Glenn Lundy, like you said, came here to give free education. Jonathan Dawson came here to give free education. You got Ashley, came here to get free. There's so many amazing, Carlo, Dale, they're all here to share. They're dealers giving out information to other dealers. Yeah. Here's our secrets. Yeah. Here you go. Let's grow.
Yes.
Because it's good. It's good. There's plenty. I always joke. It's true, though. There's 17,000 plus franchise dealers out there, and there's probably 100,000 independent stores out there. There's plenty of room for everyone to grow. Now you look, multiply that into customers. There's millions of people for us to sell. I can't sell all million. I want to, but I can't as a dealership. I just want to sell my market share, what I'm supposed to do and where I'm at. I want to get what is right for my people so everyone can survive and grow. But more importantly, I want to make sure every one of those clients get an experience and they get spoken to the way they like to be spoken to. And man, that builds trust. Trust speeds up time and it builds more money. 100% of the time. Yeah. So that's the key here. It's building trust and building not just trust in what they're saying, but in trust that I'm going to be communicated with. I don't have to worry about sending a message and not being responded to. AI is powerful with that. I don't like to be spoken to by AI a lot, I'll be honest. But when I need something really quick and they can respond, I love it. So there is a love-hate with it. It's just that when I really want the nitty-gritty, I want to talk. And that's what this tool can help you is get to that spot so that if they want to communicate real quick, they can. But when they need the nitty-gritty, somebody can actually pick up the phone and call them.
Yeah.
Powerful. Great stuff. And at any point on your cell phone, you could be in Mexico partying and be like, oh no, I wouldn't recommend if you're partying to do that to a customer.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you're somewhere and you still want to build a book of business, you could do it anywhere in the world. If you have internet connection, you're in business.
So true. Speaking of being in business, everybody, we want to make sure that we keep stretching out these arms that are flying to new heights with all these solutionaries that we are connecting with. My man has been brewing solutions in his own neck of the woods, and because he's still looking for the right solution in his CRM, he's out here trying to brew a solution for his dealership, his people, himself, and it's awesome that somehow or another you find your way to the cafe with a couple of car guys that are just trying to keep everybody excited about it. But with that, we do implement the F-bombs that don't offend the moms, and that's to forgive, focus, and fly so that we can keep growing. Okay, so with that, we're going to do that for the camera and make sure that we are loud and proud. My man Dan, go ahead, put your hands on your shoulders, and on three, forgive, focus, fly. Hit the camera. One, two, three.
Forgive.
Focus.
Fly. And keep growing. Let's go, baby.
There you go. That's how you do
that. There you go, man. Appreciate you for joining us. Folks, we are having fun over here at DC20. You all need to make sure you make the next event. I guarantee we're going to be here. There's going to be a lot of other amazing solutionaries sharing knowledge just like he got. He's not even a client yet. He came here. And guess what? He's leaving here feeling like this is the spot for me. This is my home. It could be the same for you folks. I love it. I'm Fred Lenars, the subprime hero.
And I'm Lou Ramirez, the car guy. And you've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We can't wait to see you again. And keep brewing solutions. Blow up Dan. Let him know that you appreciate him. Reach out to him. Tell him that you appreciate his candor and him just keeping it real, folks.
That's right.
Okay, he's just keeping it real. We're just car guys trying to do good business. And Dan, we appreciate you again coming on here and brewing some solutions with us.
Thank you.
We will see the rest of you later.
Peace.